Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we're talking compensation today with Mr. Timothy Reiming from Crow. Tim, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being on the show again.
Oh, it's great. Great to have you back. It's kind of like our annual visit, and we get to talk about the latest and greatest in bank compensation and benefits survey that you guys do every year. This one's the Crow's 2019 Bank Compensation and Benefits Survey. So without further ado, can you give us a quick summary here, and then we'll dive into some of the weeds here?
Sure. You know, we ask questions beyond compensation in our survey, and a couple of things that really stick out to me is when you talk about turnover. We continue to see rising turnover at banks. It's up to 24% among, non-officer positions. And, we see that starting to be reflected in how banks are responding on compensation. Mm-hmm. We're seeing larger salary increases or higher salaries in the lower level positions than we saw before.
Really?
And some of the higher level positions have had more moderate salary income growth.
Have you seen, has the unemployment rate, it's we're basically at record lows right now. Have you seen that being a factor in these higher compensation, or can you determine that?
Hard to determine from the questions that we ask. What we're hearing as concerns on the part of human resource people and the respondents is it's hard to find the talent to match the jobs that they have. Mm-hmm. That may be because of the unemployment rate. It just may be because of the market.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was getting at. Because you hear in almost every industry now, there's this war for talent, and people are trying to find this top talent, but they're hard to find because they're already working somewhere because the unemployment's so low. So it sounds like the banking industry is no stranger to that as well. So what were a couple of top findings that you guys discovered in this year's survey?
Well, we asked some questions around talent and millennials, for example, understanding the younger generation, what does it take? And, over half of the banks said that they're having a challenge attracting the younger generation of employees and talent. But only about half the banks have actually put in place programs to specifically for that, to attract that type of employee. We asked them, what are the primary concerns? Pay is certainly part of the concern that these employees have. 30% of the banks said that, pay is a big concern when it comes to attracting the talent. Mm-hmm. But then there's some other considerations around flexibility, location, things like that were also concerns.
And also probably like working from home, remote work, all that type of stuff. I'm sure there's lots of factors that go into that for sure. Were there any surprises that kind of raised your eyebrows a little bit and say, hey, this is kind of different?
I think one of the surprises is the percentage of the management of banks who are approaching retirement. We asked how many, employees by age. Mm-hmm. And, we came up with, I'm trying to look at this, 55% of the bank, of the executives in the banks are in that last 5 to 10 years of their career. Which, leads you to believe that there's going to be a lot of succession planning and they need younger talent to start to build to fill that. But recognizing how close to retirement the senior executives are of many banks was a eye-opening.
Yeah, talk about turnover. There's going to be a lot of it in the next few years. But that means lots of opportunity for, like you said, the younger generations, the younger folks to come up and start leading their respective shops for sure. Yes. So what do these findings tell you about where the industry is headed right now? Because based on your last answer, it sounds like we're going to get a lot younger, possibly.
I think it leads to one, some more variety and flexibility in compensation structures. Mm-hmm. Keep talent that's older but maybe want to retire but doesn't want to work full time but may want to work part time. So I think there's some things that banks should be looking at to that. And like you said, location. Have had some clients want to keep really good talent to people who for personal reasons were moving states away. And they found, the technology now allows those employees to continue to work for the bank, even though they're, working from home, a couple hundred miles away.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Well, I think that's kind of been the trends the last few years is this kind of flexible working schedule, flexible location working schedule, all that type of stuff. There's a lot of flexibility going into these right now to keep, like you said, to either keep that talent or attract that talent. So it sounds like you guys are kind of finding that in your numbers as well.
Yes. You know, a couple of the other things that we've noted is always supply and demand have a big impact. Every year we look at which positions are getting more salary increase or higher salaries, which ones maybe aren't growing as much.
Yeah.
And it changes over time. You know, go back a few years ago, workout officers and financial officers were seeing increases. Interestingly enough, human resource officers are seeing bigger increases in the last couple survey years, which tells me that, you know, consideration for how do we keep employees, attract employees, is becoming more important. And so the skill set of a human resource officer is more in demand than before. Yeah. How so it's like, you know, good news for the people who fill out our surveys, I guess.
Exactly. How about, did you guys have any findings for like cybersecurity talent or any IT, that type of stuff? Because it sounds like that is a, you know, a hard to find commodity these days. Those folks are pretty valuable.
Yeah, technology salaries continue to go up faster at a faster pace. The CIO is one of the faster growing salaries in our survey this year. Mm-hmm. So you know, those skill sets are becoming important, which in some respects is driving banks to rethink how they handle technology. You know, some of the work we do with clients they're looking at finding ways to outsource the technical skills and requirements to specialist firms, mm-hmm. rather than trying to hire the specialist talent inside the bank themselves.
Interesting. Is it kind of like the trend right now is partnering with the fintechs instead of running from them? Now we're all partnering with them. So it sounds like that's kind of capturing that trend as well.
And yeah, some of it's the fintechs and some of it's just basic technology infrastructure. Do you mm-hmm. really want to have to find the people to manage your firewall, for example, or you want to outsource that to someone else?
Yeah, it sounds like it's a cost-effective way of doing that as well, because it's like you said, it's getting more and more expensive to do that if you bring people in. So there's kind of a creative way of doing that, I think.
Well, I think it's cost-effective from us, but it also deals with the fact that how do you find the talent you need and keep them busy and happy if they're in a very specialized field, whereas an outsource firm can find the talent, keep them happy, keep them busy.
Good point. Hey, last question for you here, Tim, and I'll let you get back to work. Where can folks find out more information on this year's bank compensation and benefits survey?
Well, of course, they can go to crow.com and find our survey results and download information about it. And if they have any questions, they can certainly call me.
Right on. And that is CROWE.com, right?
Yes, CROWE.com.
All right, got to put that E in there. Good stuff. Anything else to wrap up here, Tim? Obviously, you guys, this is such great information for people to plan, and 2020 is right around the corner, so there's all that stuff. So
people say that our survey comes out at a really good time of the year because it's right before they do budgeting for the following year, so they have all this current information. So thank people for taking the survey, but really encourage people next spring to participate in the survey so that there's even better information come next budgeting season from our survey.
Yeah, the more people that participate, the better the information is, the better the data is. So true. All right, Tim, I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate your time as always, and let's talk again in 365 days.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks again, Tim. Appreciate it.